Good morning and welcome to our very first Tim Talks podcast. Tim Talks is an opportunity for our Clark Pleasant Superintendent, Dr. Tim Edsel, to speak about topics relevant to our school community. My name is Rick Hightower and I'm the Communications Coordinator for the School Corporation. Before we get into today's topics, we're going to have Dr. Edsel share his vision about the purpose of these podcasts. Also want to welcome Sam Arnes, who is our operations director with us today. Dr. Edsel.
Well, thank you, Rick, and welcome everybody to our first podcast. Obviously, we're calling it Tim Talks, kind of a play on words where my first name is Tim. And, you know, we're not going to be as famous or even as informational as TED Talks. But our goal here for this school year is either once a month or once every other month, we will have a topic in which we will have some guests and just do a little Q&A, a little information about, you know, various operations that happen here within Clark Pleasant school community. You know, it could be food services, transportation, academics. Construction is our topic today. So we're excited to have Sam Arnes here, who is our director of operations.
That's right. Thanks for being here, Sam.
Good morning.
Let's get started. Let's jump right into it, gentlemen. Just going to throw out the first question. This is a massive construction project for the Whiteland Community High School. Tell us a little bit about the schedule, how it's going, and can you update the timeline for us?
Absolutely. So as far as schedule, right now we're building phase one, which is the gigantic addition there to the south of the current facility. The timeline on that is we're looking at in 27 to have spaces where kids could occupy and that we could utilize. Timeline on the schedule for the overall project, in July we actually moved the schedule up 90 days. Progress out there on the construction site is going fantastic. We have about 100 contractors on site on any given day. It's pretty neat to watch how they're working together. The structure itself, the way it's kind of set up, we've got contractors working east to west and west to east and north and south to north as far as keeping out of each other's way. So they're working from first floor to second floor to third floor, and some are on third floor working, you know, third, second, first, and vice versa. So things are going really well out there, and progress is really moving on well.
Now the first tough question. There have been reports, Dr. Edsel, and you dealt with these, that the project is over budget. Can you answer that and kind of put it into perspective for those who heard that?
Sure, I'd be glad to answer that question. Before I do, and Sam won't like to hear this, but I do need to give a shout out to him because every single day Sam is on site. He's working with our construction manager, Skillman, and their site superintendent. He is checking everything out as best he can with respect to safety and progress and obviously making sure that we are, as you just heard him say, ahead of schedule. So we're very thankful and very blessed that everything is going very smoothly. Now back to your question, Rick. I'll start with about 2.5 years ago, the tail end of 2022, beginning of 2023, the administration and the board started planning for, obviously, this multi-phase, multi-year project. And in those first planning phases, it's very broad, it's very generic. You don't have drawings, you don't have specificity with respect to, you know, how the bathrooms look or how the flooring is going to be and the intricacies of the design detail drawings. That occurred within the past year. And so I start there because in those estimates from 2.5 years ago, it's very conservative, very low. And not only that, there has been additions to this first phase, so therefore it's going to have a larger price tag to it. I say all that because it's not a true apples-to-apples comparison with respect to, again, the drawings have now been completed. We now have different additions that's added onto this phase, and one may ask, well, why? Well, because we're trying to make sure that as this is a domino effect, being multi-phase, that it's going to impact, for example, the roads that are on our campus. It's going to impact our athletic facilities that need to be adjusted. So we try not to disrupt the seasons, such as tennis. That was a particular project that we bumped up into this current phase that we're starting in 2A and in 2. The other thing I will say is from the very beginning, the board and administration, and I have continued this since I have arrived last summer, is we will not raise the tax rate. So that has been very clear. That is something that we will stand behind. You know, we can't control the assessed value. That's a different situation. That's controlled by the county and the state. But with respect of our tax rate, it will not increase. In fact, it will go down. And over the last 10 years, it has gone down 50 cents. So that misperception, that misconception, obviously we want to communicate and rectify in the fact that this multi-phase, multi-year project is, you know, once in a lifetime in the fact that it's not going to raise the tax rate, but it's going to provide state-of-the-art facilities for our students in academics, in fine arts, and in athletics.
That takes us to the next question. For those who may not have been following the specifics of the bill, maybe we could talk about the areas of the school that are being updated as well as the new space, and that's for either one of you.
Absolutely. I'll start with that. The project itself is a multi-phase, five-phase project. Currently, you'll see the phase one that is under construction, which includes new classrooms, about 65 rooms, many restrooms, large group instruction spaces, small group areas, new science labs, a 50-meter pool with locker room spaces and spectator seating, and also expanding the building's mechanical room to source all those needs. The grand atrium space, which will be the space between the new self-sustaining structure that you see and the existing building, that will be a space that will be used to collaborate with the adjacent classrooms and also be a staple for our high school. It's going to be an awesome piece to be able to recognize. Phase two, which we are in current design phase, it's going out for bid here in November. That phase will include auditorium, kitchen, cafeteria. We got a coffee bar built into that. Some new student parking, access roads, the tennis courts, Dr. Etzel mentioned earlier. We got a shot put, discus, and turfing the current varsity field just to try to align with all the different seasons and make those still accountable for all the students to be able to utilize. Phase three includes a student activity center. It's going to have four multi-purpose courts, indoor running track to host events. The existing pool will be converted to a wrestling room. Training rooms, smoothie bar, we got a weight room in there, long jump, pole vault, pits, storage, greenhouse, and a bus staging and parking area. And phase four consists of entire renovation of the interior finishes of the current school, which be flooring, wall, ceiling, HVAC, and lighting. And phase five will be our exterior athletic spaces, which will include turf or varsity softball and football field locker room renovations.
Wow, that's a lot of great detail. Thanks, Sam. Dr. Etzel, once this new environment is complete, what does it do for teachers, staff, students, when they come into this new space? What does it do for them in terms of being able to teach better, learn better, all of these things?
You know, great question. And it really just dovetails into everything that you just heard Sam Arnes say about the different phases. This project touches every single footprint of our campus at the high school. And it is important to realize that this has never been done, and it won't be done in the next 40 to 50 years with respect to what we're trying to do is to obviously improve and update our facilities so that it enhances the learning experience. It's not just in the classroom. Kids and families get to choose here in the state of Indiana and have had that choice for over 12 years where they're looking for strong academics, strong fine arts, and strong athletics, because that's what their children can get invested in. That's part of our responsibility of being able to educate them within the classroom and outside the classroom so that they have those experiences to really expand and flourish, and it may turn into their career. So we have that, you know, important responsibility to make sure that we have safe facilities, we have updated facilities to make sure that it's being used wisely and it's used efficiently for our students so that they can excel. We want to strive to be excellent in everything that we do and in every program that we have.
And Sam, you wanted to add something to that?
No, I just, I, can only echo what Dr. Edsel had said there. I mean, we are touching classrooms, we're touching athletics, we're touching fine arts, we're touching everything that any of our students would ever be a part of.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Edsel and Sam, for your insight into this extremely important project. It will greatly enhance the learning opportunities, of course, as we've heard, for our students and staff. And thanks for listening to our very first TIM Talks podcast. We'll check back in a few weeks with another timely TIM Talks topic. As always, go Warriors.
Thank you, Rick.